everybody could recognize this story, because the story starts with the story of the king and the handmaiden, and it goes, the end is why the goldsmith was killed. No parentheses, no going out, no bringing in other example, nothing. Simple story. Because that's the necessity. That's the point he's making. That's the main diagnosis, right? And it's explained like that. Second story is so simple that you could eliminate it. Because it's one parrot. It's the parrot and the grocery man. Right? Third story suddenly started not to be very straightforward. First of all, we had two Jewish kings. And one should wonder, and I remember that was one of the points that time I thought, oh my God. Not even he's avoiding to give them a name. We'll call them both Jews, that bad word, repeatedly. First there is this Jew, then there is another Jew because of this Jew. In this story, it's simple to call them Jack and Joe. And that was one of the fun stuff that, after giving the report to that God, I was back to Masnavi following the lines, saying that where does he create someone with no name? And in the book 6 he will say that he will call someone Joe, John Doe, something like that, intentionally. And that guy is talking about a level of this thinking which is above the head of the prophet. And he is somebody. He doesn't have a name. Here, there are two kings, no name. Both are Jew. Why? Because that paragraph you write down, Jack, which is personal effort. Therefore, it leaves no doubt about that Jehud, I mean, the someone who relies upon the personal effort. I don't mean the Jewish people. And he will bring it in. So, the third story starts with one of these, then we'll go on and on and on, and you will see there are little stories of this caliph seeing the lady and saying that you're not that pretty, one paragraph, then back to the story, then this story and this story and this story, and everything is again this story with some examples. Then it comes to the animal farm. In animal farm, again, we have some little stories. There is this man that the angel of death is looking at him. You could go through it and look at the titles, and you will see that everything was around the story, and it was the longest one. Okay, then the short one, which was Omar, over there. Story is one story. Yes, it will bring in some ayah, some piece of Quranic verses to explain something. Then we heard about the parrot, right? Then it's this story, then it goes to the last one. Look at this story. Let me read you the topics. This is what you're going to go through. The story of the harp player. I read it to you, don't worry. You will go through it. This is the first paragraph. Second paragraph is the explanation of a hadith, which is some saying outside. This is the second paragraph. That's a good paragraph. Third paragraph is Aisha, the wife of Muhammad, asking something. So there is another story. Next paragraph is a verse of Hakim Sanai, his teacher, about the differentiation between the skies above and the skies you look at, blah, blah, blah. After that, explanation of another hadith, which is talking about the winter, the spring, and the fall time, the wind, and blah, blah, blah. Next paragraph is a question of Sentire. Again, this time, something else from Muhammad. Then it comes back to our harp player. And he will try to end it. There is Makhnas over there, which is, let's end this story. Which he will not. Next paragraph, Omar will go and will see something in the dream. Go and pay the guy. Next paragraph, hold it! There is another lovely story waiting for you, which is more unbelievable than this, which is the story of that column who was crying because Muhammad was not leaning on him. And a very long one, a long paragraph. Then, the miracle of that prophet. Second paragraph of that story. Back to the story of the harp player. How do you like it? Then, the talk of Umar, because the guy is crying. Then, oh my God, there are two angels talking in the sky and praying for you. These are all 30 pages. Did you listen? Going from here to there, to there, to there, to there. Why? Because one story doesn't do it. Right? So we brought different stories. The thing that you can do is to page it without looking to these titles. Read the poetry and you will see that something is being repeated again and again and again. No matter what the paragraph title is, no matter what the story is reciting, something comes up and you should see it loud and clear. You know how can I do it? I can do this and give them to you because I highlighted them. And it's like a magic. Because from what I showed to you, you should expect a very confusing conversation jumping from here to there, to there, to there. It's not. It's everything but that. He talks about one thing and one thing only. I will not go to the details yet. I leave it to you. The only fellow in this class who wants to study this. The rest of them will not talk with them anymore. Maybe next time they will go out. Me and you will talk about it. There are things that you do and you see, oh my God, it's always talking about one thing and one thing only. And you could guess that one thing. What is that one thing?
Longing?
No. Why longing? When I understood that, okay, me, silly me, and my superficial information, and my egocentrism, and this playing it both ways, to be right always, and my attitude, drop all of this. Okay, I accepted that. Opposition, no. I'm not going to analyze this. Cool. First, salah. Okay. Let's have a healthy approach to the subject. Okay. This was the Omar story. Then, okay, what is my best approach? Simply look at it. Yes. Tendency of love is in me, it's inside, and I love it as long as it doesn't interfere with my business, isn't it? That was the story of the parrot. Oh, I wish I could always talk about the story of the parrot. I think I could my entire life, and not to repeat myself, because it's that lovely, that the story. And yes, love is in me, in a safe cage, and I want to nourish it. But business is business, right? I learned this, and I realized that my business is to die of the business. Because what is the business? we did in short, what is the business of your merchant?
To take.
To take for what? Survival, to remain here. That's it. Then I realized, I don't want to be here if I'm not having that good feeling. I have the choice. The choice human has, no animal has. Suicide. We could. And in a way we do. We embrace the danger for the ideals. Whatever we like, we're ready to take the risk. I found the best I needed is the parents in me. When I need to die out of the merchant. Now, what do I need? This is it. The next is trying to harmonize the differences in between. What do I need? When I understood what love is, when I really get it, I have to move, right? So I have to put it in practice. Really do it. How do you really do that? Do you remember the last verses? He said the meaning of that here. Remember, loud and clear. Do you remember? He explained the meaning of the death of the parent. He said, by that, I don't mean literally die. I mean, pay attention to two things. Niyaz, fa'r, means all the things you need, really need, which is love. And not having. Because if you really want to let go of the merchant, you cannot let go of the merchant but control the company. Let go of the company. Don't have a company. Don't have a business. How? We know that it doesn't mean literally go and become bankrupt. Give up your business. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about something special, remember? So I need something. And that something is loud and clear in this story. To me at least is. Think about it. What do I need? I need really to switch from this basis to another one. This is the base of my knowledge, and this is the base of love. I have to go from here to there. How could I go? First of all, what will keep me here? What is the main hurdle? The business, the merchant here, logic. Brain. Whatever you want to call it, it's Al. Al is keeping me here, right? Intelligence is here, right? Over there is opposite of the intelligence, remember? Because it's illogical to give, it's logical to... I have to go from logic to illogical. How? This is the story. He will explain it to you. He will explain what the logic is. What is the brain? You will see the word Al in all these paragraphs. All of them. And that cannot be the coincidence. Each part will talk about one part of it. We know there are famous verses of Masnavi which have appeared in even the paper of the opponents, because they don't like it. The most famous one is the foot of the logical people is very nasty stuff, because you cannot really run with it, because it's made of wood. Remember that, that verse is in here. He will talk about that you have a little bit intelligence, yes. Well, leave it like that, it will disappear. You need to do something for your intelligence.